Hey, this is Terry. This is something I just felt I had to do. If I were you, I'd probably just press stop, delete it, and wait for the next one. But this is going to be childish, immature, and stupid. So I'd get out if I were you. But otherwise, it's pretty funny. Have fun.
Some people go on smoke breaks, others surf the web. Some people get up and grab a coffee, but I'm not one of them. I don't like the internet, and all I smoke is grass. I prefer to spend my time sitting on my skinny white ass.
I spray some lice all around the room, just right before I start. Sometimes I'm in there for 30 minutes, and all I do is fart. So if the fax machine's on the fritz and that old copier's going berserk, don't ask me to play Mr. Repairman when I'm taking a dump at work. Oh, I'm taking a dump, I'm taking a dump, I'm taking a dump at work. Don't bother me, can't you see I'm just a taking a dump at work.
I go in around 11 o'clock, I go back in after lunch. Every time it comes out right on a dime, and it looks like a Nestle Crunch.
And I'm afraid to use the Johnny that's on my floor.
There'll be a 10-minute layover
before anyone should open the door.
After he's been
taking a dump, but taking a dump, but taking a dump at work. Don't bother me, can't you see I'm just a taking a dump at work. I'm not at my desk, I'll be on the porcelain throne. I'll waste my day on the crapper until it's time to go home.
Don't talk to me through the stall, man, you'll break my concentration. The last thing that I need right now is a case of constipation.
And I'm a fan of the courtesy flush,
flush it out.
I like my ass tape a 3-ply thick. You know I sat on the shitter this afternoon and read Melville's Moby Dick twice, so you can call me Ishmael, bitch, when I'm
taking a dump, but taking a dump, but taking a dump at work. Don't bother me, can't you see I'm just a taking a dump at work. I don't care if the boss is looking, I don't care if the phone is ringing. I'll be in here dropping a deuce and you'll probably hear me singing that I'm
taking a dump, but taking a dump, taking a dump at work.
Don't bother me, can't you see I'm just a taking a dump at work.
Next time you're in your office and your stomach starts to jerk, get out of your chair and drop trow early and take you a dump at work.
The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes.
I really need to get some backup singers. Net neutrality. Do do do. Net neutrality. Net neutrality. I really need to get some backup singers.
Streaming stuff going on the internet.
Watching the girl at hot dog on a stick make lemonade.
Internet started with a concept of local to local connections across the country. Local to local, local to local, local to local, local. In fact, a new kind of long distance.
No, it is not!
A service that's immune to distance and is there for the consumer.
I want to see the girl in the tri-colored funny hat doing a funny motion.
But when we take really indicate that anyone that wants to use this system for massive commercial purposes.
Hello! They're trying to make you watch Robin Williams' cousin make bacon juice, and he's just as hairy as Robin Williams, but not even as funny as Robin Williams is not. He's just squeezing bacon into a cup, and they're like, hey, that's the same as watching the hot dog on a stick girl. No, it is not!
This service is now going to go through the internet, and what you do is you just go to a place on the internet, and you order your movie, and guess what? You can order 10 of them, and they deliver to you, and this delivery charge is free, right? 10 movies streaming across that internet, and what happens to your own personal internet? I just the other day got internet was sent by my staff at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. I got it yesterday.
Into the internet, that was his whole goal. And then the big internet service providers are like, well, we can make a fake version of that. And you're like, can't I just do that? And they're like, well, only if those people give us some fried cheese. And everybody's like, but it's already there. Can I just see it?
And here we have this one situation where enormous entities want to use the internet for their purpose to save money for doing what they're doing now. They use the delivery services. They deliver in other ways, but they want to deliver vast amounts of information over the internet.
And they're like, not while we have this big wall that's built out of the shredded First Amendment, and they hold it together with Lou Reed. That's a glue made from greed. But it's not Lou Reed. That guy's pretty cool.
Here we go. One, two, three.
I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears, and when that Angus says come and bang us, I grab my dick and play the steer.
Sing it!
I'm a farm animal fucker, a livestock spelunker. I grab my cattle by the ears, and when that Angus says come and bang us, I grab my dick and play the steer.
Remember how much you loved your old Game Boy?
Yeah, well, that was when you were 12.
From the man who invented podcasting comes Adam Curry's Game Man. Adam Curry's Game Man is a fully interactive unit ready to give you hours of fun and will leave you squealing with pleasure. Just turn on Adam Curry's Game Man, grab the Adam Curry's Game Man joystick, and you're ready for the ride of a lifetime.
Wow, check out that vibrating action!
Adam Curry's Game Man has thousands of titles to choose from, including such arcade classics as Donkey Dong, Shin Ball Wizard, and our special Charlie and the Chocolate Factory tie-in,
Fudge Pac-Man.
That one's an Adam Curry's Game Man favorite. If you're the competitive type and like being on top, Adam Curry's Game Man will accommodate your level of self-play by automatically adjusting to the hardness of the action to suit what you can handle. And every Game Man can be linked together with a special coupling harness so you can share Adam Curry's Game Man experience with all your friends.
Act right now!
And with every purchase of Adam Curry's Game Man, we'll throw in a limited edition copy of Dig Nation's Hairless Marvel Ball Bag Mania 2, Return of the Dirty Sanchez. Don't be left behind. Call 1-900-AC-GAYMAN or find us on the web at AdamCurry'sGameManFever.com. Order yours today and put the sheer power of Adam Curry's Game Man in the palm of your hand tonight. Adam Curry's Game Man, not legal in the state of Tennessee. Poppers, batteries, and lubricant not included. Adam Curry Gold Fist joystick sold separately.
How about some sushi-flavored Pepsi? To stave off your narcolepsy. It will satiate your appetite while you watch cartoons all night. It's another stupid idea from Japan. You must have got your education sitting in front of a PlayStation. Silly games until the morning comes and arthritic thumbs. It's another stupid idea from Japan. Every car is clean, but so much of a squeeze, you've got to stay with your knees. You're higher than your fire, than your gun, 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 gun,
It's another stupid idea from Japan. My God, it's another stupid idea from Japan.
Sarah, what does your daddy do?
My daddy drives big trucks all across the country.
Oh, Timmy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy works for the bank and gets the cow money all day long.
Billy, what does your daddy do?
My daddy waits for the day when the elder gods will rise from the wastes of Morthok and return Cthulhu to his former glory and power. For on the seventh day of the seventh month, at the seventh hour, the seven followers of Abraxas will throw the Chosen into a pit of madness to begin the ritual that will throw this mortal world into darkness for 1,000 years.
And Adam, what does your daddy do?
Stays the f*** away from his daddy, that's for damn sure.
Can't miss a sign, big red letters. It says Chicken Shack, ain't none better. Homemade biscuits, greens on the side. Chicken any way you want, as long as it's fried. Smitty runs a place with his wife Louise. She got a body makes men a little weak in the knees. Wears neon dresses, low cut too tight. Smitty's in the kitchen chopping up a bird with a butcher knife, you know. Something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Smell the smoke from the chimney stack. There's a big hen house around the back. A quick thump on the killing stump. A sharp whack with a bloody axe. Something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Smitty keeps his cash in an old wood box. The other night some crook went and jimmied that lock. But the window slammed down, hit him on the head. Face first into the fryer and he was dead. They took the body away. Smitty stared at the oil, shrugged his shoulders, brought it to a boil. He couldn't see his fried grease going to waste. But the next day a customer came and says, Smitty, man, your chicken got a funky taste. Something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Smell the smoke from the chimney stack. There's a big hen house around the back. A quick thump on the killing stump. A sharp whack with the bloody axe. Something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Chicken Shack. Reverend Jim comes in Sunday after church. He says, Louise, your chicken is heaven on earth. Well, it ain't right working on the Sabbath day, but I believe sometimes the Lord looks the other way. He said, that's a juicy breast. Louise says, Reverend, well, ain't you fresh? And then he licks his fingers, he smacks his lips. He reaches around, he puts a big old greasy hand on Louise's hip. Well, something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Smell the smoke from the chimney stack. There's a big hen house around the back. A quick thump on the killing stump. A sharp whack with the bloody axe. Something's cooking at the Chicken Shack. Yeah. Chicken Shack. Smitty's closing up, he's counting the cash. And then he catches him red-handed out by the trash. Louise and the Reverend lip lock kissing. And the next day they both turn up missing. The sheriff says, I'm sorry, something ain't right. Looks like they snuck off in the middle of the night. Smitty, don't you worry, I'm on the case. And by the way, I hate to tell you, man, but your chicken got a funky taste. Something's cooking at the chicken shack. Smell the smoke from the chimney stack. There's a big in-house around the back. Quick thump on a killing stump. A sharp whack with a bloody axe. Something's cooking at the chicken shack. Ooh. Chicken shack.
That's it. Terry went on a beer run. He might not come back. Anyway, audio on today's show was provided by the Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. Go to juicedpenguin.com for information and links for any of the content in today's show. Thank you and good night. Now where the hell did he go? He better bring me back some hardcore software.